costume.
I'm like, bad
hello,
at
my
Halloween.
name is I'm bad at Halloween.
That is perfect. You should do that.
I might just do it.
Oh, and you know what you should do? Just put a paper bag over your head and cut out the eyes and then have the name tag on your shirt. That would be the funniest
Really
thing
bad.
ever.
My other thought that I want to do some year, but I don't know if I'll pull it off this year because I don't know if I'll have time. There's a picture of me as a kid, not at Halloween, but at some kind of school event where I think it was maybe like the Three Little Pigs or something. I'm not really sure, but I was dressed up as a pig, but it was literally a pig head made out of paper bags or something. So, and I was like, that's something I could probably recreate. I
That's
thought it would be
cute.
funny
I'm
dressing up as that,
gonna be a gumball machine.
a gumball machine. That's
I'm just
amazing.
gonna get, I already planned this out. I'm gonna get like a red something, maybe a red dress. I'm not the hugest fan of dresses, but I guess a dress would make the most sense. And then a belt, so that could be the like fan out part at the bottom. Then I'd get like a little silver pin, put it on, and then glue a penny over it so it could be like the Turner thingy. Then glue rainbow pom-poms all over the stomach for the gumballs, and then wear a red beret, and that would be perfect. Hopefully, I wouldn't need to wear a parka over it, but living in upstate New York, most likely will. So.
Fingers crossed. How about you, Fatia? Do you dress up for Halloween?
I don't really know what I'm dressing up for Halloween. I'm still thinking about it. Maybe I'll be a witch. Maybe I'll be a ghost. Last year I was like a vampire.
Oh yeah, I remember. You looked really scary. I saw pictures. There
Well,
was
I think that was
blood.
5 years ago. It wasn't last year.
Well, you'll have to report back once you know what you're going to be. Do you have something you wanted to share?
I'm excited for like a concert.
What's this concert?
Yeah, it's a concert. It's like for band. I set up for band too.
Nice. Sounds fun. I can share one thing. I mean, I could share many things, but I'm going to share that the National Book Award long lists were announced this week. And I
Ooh.
thought I would share the long list for the Young People's Literature category, which is one that we're the most interested in, obviously. So, for anyone that doesn't know, the National Book Award Foundation gives book awards in different categories every year. So, fiction, nonfiction, translated literature, poetry, and young people's literature. And they announced a long list in September, and then a short list, I believe, in October. And then the winners are announced in November. So, the titles for the long list are The Ogress and the Orphans by Kelly Barnhill, which has a really cool cover. The Life and Crimes of Hoodie Rosen, which I don't think is out yet, or it's out this month. A Thousand Steps in Night by Tracy Chi. Or sorry, A Thousand Steps into Night by Tracy Chi. Swim Team by Johnny Christmas, which is a middle grade graphic novel, which is awesome.
It's so good.
Self-Made Boys, A Great Gatsby Remix by Anna Marie McLemore. Which I'm not sure if that one's out yet, but I know our friend Amelia would probably be interested in that because she loves Great Gatsby. The Lesbiana's Guide to Catholic School by Sonora Reyes. Victory Stand, Raising My Fist for Justice by Tommy Smith, Derek Barnes, and Daoud Anya Bwile. That one, I can't remember if that one's a graphic novel or not. The cover makes me think it is, but might just be the cover art is like that style. And then All My Rage by Saba Tahir, Lotus Bloom and the Afro Revolution by Sherry Winston, and Maisie Chen's Last Chance by Lisa Yi, who has often come for the book fest. So, friend of the show. I'm sure the others would all be friends with us too, if only they'd give us a chance. So we're very friendly, I think. But yeah, so those are all books that I would like to check out, except for Swim Team, which I've already checked out and think is fabulous. And I hope it makes it to the final list.
Woohoo!
And we're about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. And I'm going to send us off with a song inspired by George's t-shirt.
You saw it?
I did. But the radio listeners can't see it, so they'll just have to find out by listening to the following song. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Where we're up against some of the worst policies this country has ever seen. And we have to reverse course immediately, and I think I have a unique ability to help us do that. Savannah previously considered trying to move up to the number two role as House Whip. Instead, she decided to remain silent.
Join the Black Parade. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 90.7 FM broadcasting Catskill Acre Hudson. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, and I'm here with DJ Phoebs. And today we're going to be listening to music from all the way from the 80s to the 2020s. We're going to look back and pick a favorite song from each decade, me and Phoebs. And that's going to be our show for today. And we'll get right to you right after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mary Dempsey is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson is considering a run for state assembly in 2024. Johnson said on September 15th, and I quote, "I'm not ruling out running for assembly. It's not out of the question. I think career-wise, that would be the next step," end quote. The 106th Assembly District seat is currently occupied by fellow Democrat Assembly member D.D. Barrett. Barrett is running for re-election this year and has represented the district since 2013. Johnson is currently serving the first year of his second two-year term as mayor. Although he is looking at an Assembly run, he is also making plans to run next year for a third term as mayor. He said, and I quote, "My ultimate goal is to secure a third term as mayor. I'm sure we can put a dent in the affordable housing crisis in the city, and a lot of initiatives have started under my administration," end quote. Johnson pointed to the capital projects that have begun as part of a $10 million state-funded Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant the city received in 2017. In addition, he cited his involvement in the Hudson Up Universal Basic Income Lottery. Johnson is a supporter of the initiative and also serves with the Mayors for a Guaranteed Income Network, a collective of 30 mayors nationwide involved with similar programs. Looking to the future and a possible assembly run, Johnson believes that his work on the local level would make him a more effective state leader. He said, and I quote, "I know what's needed by local leaders, and I could bring that to a higher elected office," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WNYT.com is reporting Albany Med is eliminating 37 positions and does not intend to fill several others. CEO Dennis McKenna said on September 15th, the hospital has an, and I quote, "unprecedented," end quote, $66 million year-to-date operating loss. The hospital says the positions to be cut were mostly non-clinical and frontline workers were not affected. Officials said all affected workers will receive severance pay and job placement help. According to McKenna, the leadership team has developed a financial mitigation plan that includes an organizational restructure, primarily in management roles. McKenna said, and I quote, "This is not a situation unique to us. Healthcare organizations throughout the U.S. remain strained by staffing levels, reliance on costly agency contracts, and rising expenses across the board." In a September 14th letter to staff, McKenna said, and I quote, "These decisions are exceptionally difficult. They are necessary to protect our future as an independent health system with the highest quality of care in our region," end quote. The hospital also says several staff members will be moved or restructured. Read more about this story at WNYT.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Thruway executive Matthew Driscoll said that because the state is owed more than $64 million in unpaid tolls, the New York State Thruway Authority will crack down on the motorists who have not paid. Any driver who refuses to pay will receive four notices listing late fees before they are referred to the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles to have their car registration suspended. The $64 million in past due tolls date from 2018 to 2021. The Thruway made a switch to cashless tolling in November 2020. Motorists with EasyPass are billed automatically when their vehicle passes under a toll gantry. License plates of cars and trucks without easy passes are photographed, and a bill for the accumulated tolls is mailed. Driscoll said, and I quote, "Customers without the easy pass were entirely unfamiliar with the process, and did not understand that a toll bill will be mailed to them. They also did not know that they needed to have their most up-to-date address on file with DMV as required by law, end quote. Some action the Thruway has taken to help educate drivers includes installing new signage, simplifying billing statements, offering an amnesty program to help customers, enhancing technology, and increasing staff at their call centers. Toll revenue is used for the maintenance of the Thruway's 426 miles of mainline road. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 16th. Local early morning temperatures are getting low and today range from 41 in Jewett to 47 in Cairo. The regional average soil temperature is 62 and the slide continues. Today will be pretty nice, mostly sunny with some clouds forming this afternoon and a high of 72 at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures will fall to 52 degrees, then tomorrow, it jumps back up to 75 degrees, giving us a comfy day similar to today. 60 degrees overnight takes us into a hot-looking Sunday with a high of 85 and some afternoon rain with a possible side of thunder that will last into Monday, which will cool off to a high of only 77 degrees and we'll have a little more afternoon rain. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:24 a.m., high tide at 8:14 a.m., low tide again at 2:18 p.m., then high tide once again at 8:32 p.m. The river temperature will be 73 degrees and the tidal strength will be low. And since next weekend will no longer be summer, this is the final sandbar predictions for the year. Don't worry, though, standard tide predictions along with the new current strength metric will continue for the autumn season. Water won't be going that deep, so currents both days will be light and the sandbar appearance time will be relatively brief. 3 to 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, then 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, it shows up 4 a.m. to 5:30 a.m., then again from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and today, sunset will be at 6:52 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see geomagnetic disturbances are expected this weekend as we push through a co-rotating interaction region. Solar wind speed is currently 335 kilometers per second at 5.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. However, during the weekend, expect things to bounce around a bit. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet, and the current sunspot number is 71. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM broadcasting Acre Catskill Hudson. It is Clubhouse Radio, and we are sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And today, I'm joined with DJ Phoebs, and we picked songs throughout
from
the 80s to the now, is the 2020s. Still can't believe we're like 2020s. The 80s was over 40 years ago. How does that make you feel?
Oh, that was born in the 80s. Yeah, it's kind of wild. And we were like, okay, let's go back 5 decades. And we're counting it back. And we were like, oh, that just gets us to the 80s. That's like not that long ago.
Yeah. Like, even with like newer dates, like the 2000s, those were 20 years ago now. It's such a simple thing, it's but to wild. Hear it out loud, it kind of it hurts my head a little bit. But yeah, we picked songs.
So this will be fun. Ours will be fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And I think the show, in addition to reflecting back on music, it's also going to be some time where we kind of casually reflect back on what's been going on at the clubhouse over the summer and as we're shifting into the new season, school year. So you'll get a little bit of that too, this conversation, mm-hmm. this show.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, the clubhouse did switch. The Catskill one, the Hudson one, I'm not sure about the others, but I assume. They switched to a new schedule for the school. So we start at 3, and we get out at 8 now. So we stay a little open a little bit later, since we open a little bit later because school. So, yeah, throwing out there. And with school starting up comes fall. And comes fall comes tracks. So we're going to be performing again this December, I think. It's December. I could be wrong yet again.
Yeah.
Out of everybody to trust, I got a bad memory. I don't know why they hired me. I'm joking, guys. I'm such a good worker. Yeah, for sure. But anyways.
Yeah, good memory is not a requirement. Or else I wouldn't be here either. You can write things down, you know.
Right, true. It was really hard picking the songs, too. So, like.
Yeah, I'm so curious. What was your, Did you just go for. I found myself either going for, like, just personal favorites that probably no one's heard, and then I was like, oh, but nostalgic, like, classics from the decade. I also kept finding myself picking a lot of really cuspy songs by accident. Like, songs I thought were 90s, but it was, like, 89. So, you know, it is.
Yeah, right. I had that situation, too, where, like, or picking between two songs is really the worst. Because I try to pick kind of what I thought fit the vibe and what I most remembered. If I picked personal favorites, I mean, it kind of borders on that too, because I love all the songs I picked. But, like, cutting between two songs is such a tough choice. Like, I'm over here choosing between Green Day and then, like, Smash Mouth, and it's, or, like, Queen or the YMCA song. It's kind of wild.
So many good things.
Yeah.
Well, we better get into it if we're going to get through all 5 decades,
without further ado.
I suppose.
So, would you like to introduce your song?
What is your pick? Sure, I can kick off our 80s pick. So, I went with, for me, what is just classic 80s, which is The Smiths. English band, How Soon Is Now is the song choice, which was released in 1984. It was actually a B-side. To William, it was really nothing. But yeah, so Morrissey and Johnny Marr wrote this song, and I just love it. How Soon Is Now? Here we go. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM, broadcasting Catskill Lake for Hudson, blah, blah, blah. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio. We're sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And that was I Want to Break Free by Queen. And today I'm joined with...
Hey, it's DJ Phoebs. Hanging out for this reflection of music by the decades. All right, 80s, I feel you.
Yeah, that song... I feel like I had to include Queen on there somewhere. We didn't get too back, like, too far. We didn't go to the 70s or 60s. So I thought that was a good pick.
It's a good choice. I'm into it.
Yeah. So, coming from the 90s, now we're going, or... Was that the 90s or the 80s?
No, that was the 80s.
That was the 80s. Okay, the 80s. Now we're going into the 90s. My bad. Here we go. So, yeah, mm-hmm. 90s. Mm-hmm. When I think of 90s, I almost think of, like, a lot of punk. Yeah. What do you think of?
Well, yeah, I definitely think of grunge. I think of punk. I think of just, like, really weird alternative rock. And, you know, what's fun about this is I'm, like, as I was thinking about the music in the further decades, I'm just like, wow, like, you know, the 80s, I feel like, set the stage for this, like proliferation of diverse kind of musical styles in the 90s, and then like you kind of feel that diversity play out in just like how unique, like the quote, it almost feels like genres are less relevant as you move on in time, like music starts to really kind of blend. So anyway, I really appreciate the 90s. A lot happened.
Yeah, I get that. Music does kind
of rock, though.
Blend. I wonder if that's because like hindsight is 2020. I mean, right now we're listening to the 90s music, and for the 90s music, which song did you pick?
So I picked what I think is a total 90s classic, which is Fiona Apple, Criminal, released in 1996. So, yeah. Hopefully y'all enjoy it as much as I do. And my dog.
Oh,
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that officials in Great Barrington are discussing renaming Squaw Road. Last week, the federal government announced that nearly 650 sites in the U.S. that formerly bore the word Squaw have been renamed. That includes the former Squaw Peak on Monument Mountain near Stockbridge, which was changed last year to Pescawasso Peak. The Squaw Swamp in Rensselaer County was renamed Black Swamp. The word Squaw is considered an offensive slur. Great Barrington Town Manager Mark Pruhinsky said residents of 17 out of 18 households along the road met this summer about the name change, and the select board will discuss the issue on October 3rd. Pruhinsky said in an email, and I quote, "I think we'll be ready to move forward with a decision very soon now," end quote. In January, somebody shared the road sign for Squaw Road from its post. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Alex Galt reports for the Post Star that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik is one of 86 co-sponsors of the House version of the bill from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham to ban most abortions after 15 weeks nationwide. While local politicians have been promising abortion rights are safe in this state, the, and I quote, "Protecting Pain-Capable Unborn Children from Late-Term Abortions Act," end quote, if passed, would override state laws and ban abortions in New York. Current New York law permits abortions for viable pregnancies up to 24 weeks of age, although allows the medical procedure later if the health of the mother or fetus is at risk. A statement from Stefanik's advisor, Alex DeGrasse, said, and I quote, "Congresswoman Stefanik, a young mother, is pro-life with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. She strongly opposes taxpayer funding for abortions and supports the Hyde Amendment. Her constituents are proud of her long pro-life record throughout her time in Congress," end quote. The Hyde Amendment passed in Congress in 1977, banning federal funding for abortion except when the mother's life is in danger and can be saved with the procedure. Matt Costelli, running against Stefanik in the 21st Congressional District that will include Rensselaer County, disagrees. He said, and I quote, "Elise Stefanik has put a target on the back of every woman in NY21 and threatens the health of millions of American women by taking away their freedoms. She continues to demonstrate that she is willing to sell out anyone for her own benefit, willing to deprive women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, willing to threaten the lives of women, all to advance her own career. This dangerous and unconstitutional ban makes it clear that Elise Stefanik is unfit for leadership and wholly unfit to represent of New York 21, end quote. Read more about this story in the Post Star. Chris Bragg reports in the Times Union that the state of California paid 45% less than New York for the same COVID-19 test supplied by a donor to Governor Kathy Hochul. New York spent $637 million on the test from the New Jersey-based distributor Digital Gadgets, LLC. That is $286 million more than the price California was charged. Digital Gadgets, LLC is a company owned by a New York City family that has donated nearly $300,000 to Hochul's campaign. California bought the test directly from the manufacturer at $6.75 per test, while New York paid the distributor $12.25 per test. New York bought the test 3 weeks earlier than California during a shortage of tests that may explain some of the price disparity. Bill Hammond, Senior Fellow for Health Policy at the Empire Center for Public Policy, said, and I quote, "The price is just way off the map, and we still haven't heard anything close to a convincing explanation for why the price was so high and why the Hochul administration not only accepted a price that was so high, but made this their primary supplier. If the tests were being sold to another state at the same price, at a better price, New York should have been able to get something closer to that price, even if the state was snapping up the last test available, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, what a concept. Could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules that I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. Go! You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Hello everybody, that was Smash Mouth All-Star, but to be honest, that song doesn't need an introduction. Everybody knows that song. And that's why it was my pick for the 90s. I mean, it's a classic, really.
Totally. Totally agree.
It still rocks to this day. But yeah, now we're moving on from the 90s to the 2000s. So what do you think of when you hear about the 2000s music? What pops in your head?
Wow, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it was a lot of, like, finding itself. Like, I don't feel like there's sort of the classic hits, like, the 90s mm-hmm. kind of stirs up. And yet, you know, like, there's some really, really great stuff. So, I graduated college in 2005. So, like, or high school in 2005. So, you know, this was kind of a lot of influential music in my life. So, yeah, I mean, should we get into it?
Yeah, for sure. For me, the 2000s, is kind of like the first kind of songs I kind of remember listening to on radio, especially. I mean, I was born in 2006, so I was like 4 years old when these songs were coming out. Like, not even born, some of them.
Okay.
But yeah, that being said, would you like to introduce your song?
Yeah, so I ended up going with MIA, Paper Planes, one of MIA's big early hits. It's just, like, such a bop. Like, just love this song. Yeah, it came out in 2008. So, enjoy. And, yeah, we'll be back at you.
Reports are in. It all.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 90.7 FM. That was Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah. And that was my pick for the 2000s. And honestly, I picked that song.
Yeah.
It's a nice vibe. It's acoustic. It's kind of, like, nostalgic in a way. Just that vibe of nice
totally.
Mellow. Yeah, yeah. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now we're moving on from the 2000s to the 2010s. Before that, real quick, I have to say, that song is a bop. No, like, diss to the band, but I don't really remember too many songs by them. They're kind of a one-hit wonder. I ain't trying to call them out, no beef, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it's totally respectable to be a one-hit wonder, you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, I'd rather be a...
One-hit wonders stick around.
Right? Plus, if you're a one-hit wonder, then you probably don't have to deal with, like, the fame and paparazzi, because you can just go out with the banger, you know?
It's true.
I didn't look at it like that.
Yeah,
look at that positivity.
Like, on that one hit, and... Yeah, exactly.
So, moving from...
All right, so we're moving along.
Mm-hmm.
The 2010s. Now, this song that I picked, it's funny, I actually thought it was going to be... for the 2020s, but it turned out this song came out in 2019, so I decided to just roll with it anyway,